morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. Or excuse me, a Thursday morning. It is the 20th day of November, 1 week away from Thanksgiving, 6 days away from the Joe Kelly 28th annual Turkey Bowling Challenge. Next Wednesday morning, we'll be live at Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. Come and bowl turkeys and win a prize with us next Wednesday morning. Well, today is the Great American Smokeout, a day to stop smoking if you do smoke. Maybe a day to start if you don't. I don't know. It's also Children's Day. If you're not posting photos of your children on Facebook, do you really love them? And today, Future Teacher of America Day. Future Teachers of America Day. In the words of teacher Mr. Garvey, how would you know if you're going to be a teacher in the future? Do you have a Stargate in your... Good morning, I'm Joe Kelly. No, this morning. Signups are still open for our Town Square Media Atlantic City Feed a Family free turkey distribution. If you could use a little help this Thanksgiving, you can register for a free turkey right now at catcountry1073.com and on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Just a heads up, the list is expected to fill up today and close, so don't wait. A former aide to Congressman Jeff Van Drew, by the way, this is a weird one. A former aide to Congressman Jeff Van Drew facing federal charges after what prosecutors say was a staged, politically motivated attack that happened over the summer. They say 27-year-old Natalie Green from Ocean City actually paid someone to make slash marks on her body, then went with a friend to the Egg Harbor Township Nature Reserve and called 911 to report a fake ambush. Van Drew's office says she's no longer employed there and hopes she's getting the care she needs. Green is charged with conspiracy to make false statements and lying to federal investigators. And some great local news here. A Vineland school teacher and his deaf rescue dog got a national spotlight last night on ABC's World News Tonight. Chris Hanna and his dog Cole featured for the way Hanna uses Cole to teach students about acceptance and inclusion. You can watch the story right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app and at catcountry1073.com. South Jersey weather, mostly cloudy today with a high of 51. Joe and Jana, time now for Jana's fangirl update.
The 2025 CMA Awards, they went off last night, okay? Fans are having a moment. First up, we got to just, Lainey Wilson, I mean, she made history. She snagged a bunch of awards. She snagged, first of all, the biggest one of the night. We're going to start with that. The Entertainer of the Year. This is a big deal because she's only the third woman ever in country music history to do this, okay? And she beat out, like, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Morgan Wallen. Like, that's huge. She didn't stop there. She also scooped up Female Vocalist and Album of the Year because, like, she's just running the genre right now at this point, okay? Huge shout-out to Zach Topp, who finally got that well-deserved New Artist of the Year win. But make no mistake, he's still redneck, and here's what he said to prove it.
People have been making fun of me lately. I've been driving around in my, I still drive my old 2012 pickup. I don't know. I'm kind of frugal in a lot of senses and not in others, but like I don't buy many fancy things or expensive things. So I'm still driving that same old pickup. And for the last like 3 weeks, I've had a headlight out. So people keep on messing with me.
And we got to shout out Ella Langley and Riley Green too, who just swept with their You Look Like You Love Me song from last year. Everything you missed from the CMA Awards, it's up now at catcountry1073.com.
Point three with Joe and Jana. Here are three things you need to know right now. 20 minutes after we gave you the first three things right. You need to know. First thing you need to know, we still have some free turkeys available. If you're in need this Thanksgiving season, we'd like to help you out with a free turkey. Our parent company, Town Square Media Atlantic City, makes this happen every year. We're going to be handing out free turkeys next week. In order to get one of those free turkeys, you have to sign up. We still have a couple dozen or so turkeys left. While they last, you can sign up catcountry1073.com or the Cat Country 107.3 app. But don't wait. Again, they're not going to last long. There's not that many left. Second thing you should know, Chris Hanna is a music teacher, elementary school teacher in Vineland. Last night, Chris became world famous thanks to his rescue dog, Cole. His dog is deaf. Chris rescued Cole several years ago. Mm. The dog is just celebrating his ninth birthday, but Chris takes the dog into school and uses it to teach kids about things like acceptance. People can be different, but are still the same.
I love
and,
that.
And just some great stories there. Wonderful video last night at ABC News about Chris and his dog in their class. You can check that out at catcountry1073.com, the Cat Country 107.3 app. My voice just trembles just talking about it because it's such...
It's beautiful.
This should have been good news Wednesday yesterday for us, but Congratulations to Chris and everybody there at Vineland for doing such a great job. And third thing you should know, Barefoot tickets. We've got a couple of them. The Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next summer. We've announced this week that Tracy Lawrence is going to be there. Shaboozy's going to be there. Plus, of course, people like Post Malone, who won an award last night. Eric Church, Kelsey Ballerini. Miranda Lambert.
Her performance last night was great.
We're going to give away those tickets at 7:15 this morning with a brand new game. Some Boy 3 mornings with Joe and Jana. She keeps bothering me. Jana does. So I'm going to reveal what our game's going to be.
Please
I told you the kids are going to love it. We're going to play it at 7:15. If you play and win, you're going to win Barefoot tickets for next summer in June in Wildwood. Here's the game. You ready?
Yes.
Never before played. The game is called The Answer is Always 67.
No, it's not.
67.
That's not the what the game is.
The answer is always 67. We'll play Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Happy Thursday.
Woo! Thursday, yeah.
Coming up at 7:15, your chance to land tickets to the Barefoot Country Music Fest next June. Right now, your Cat Country joke of the morning brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Jake in Mays Landing has sent us the joke for use this morning. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you.
I went to the doctor's. He said, don't eat anything fatty.
Okay.
I said, what, like bacon and burgers? He said, no, I mean you, fatty. Don't eat anything.
For your health. It's all for your health.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Bryce, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. We want to say again that there's still some turkeys left. Cat Country 107.3 in Town Square Media, Atlantic City, doing our Feed a Family free turkey distribution. Next week, we'll be giving out hundreds of turkeys in our parking lot. And sign up started yesterday, and we still have a few dozen turkeys left to be claimed. So if you're going through a tough year, maybe you face the prospects of having Thanksgiving without a turkey. How terrible would that be?
I know. We want to try and help with that.
We want to give you a free turkey. It's easy. All you need to do to sign up is go to catcountry1073.com or the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's an easy form to fill out. We don't ask any personal questions other than your name and what time you're going to pick up the turkey, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You can, again, find that at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Clearwater, Florida, your winter home for your Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, right. It was really
dumb. Three people planned a special adult get-together.
Right.
And that turned into a domestic dispute when one of the three attacked her boyfriend after the group plans fell through.
Okay, then.
Police say the girlfriend of the primary boyfriend had invited another girl to take part in an adventure at their apartment.
No.
However, the plans fell apart when all parties decided not to go through with it.
Well.
This led the girlfriend to allegedly punch her boyfriend in the face. Good morning. We're joined. You know, this morning, we start out with a very crazy story of former aide to Congressman Jeff Van Drew facing federal charges after what prosecutors say was a staged politically motivated attack over the summer. They say 26-year-old Natalie Green of Ocean City actually paid someone to make slash marks on her body, then went with a friend to the Egg Harbor Township Nature Reserve and called 911 to report being attacked. Van Drew's office says she no longer is employed there and hopes she's getting the care she needs. Green is charged with conspiracy to make false statements and lying to federal investigators.
In Cumberland County, a South Jersey man has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for killing his ex-girlfriend last year. Prosecutors say 26-year-old Stephen Gonzalez strangled the victim in their Millville apartment just after she ended their relationship. A written confession was found at the scene, and Gonzalez pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. He won't be eligible for parole until 2055.
And some great local news here. A Vineland teacher and his deaf rescue dog, Cole, got a national spotlight last night on ABC's World News Tonight.
Mm.
Chris, Hannah, and Cole featured for the way Hannah uses Cole to teach students about acceptance and inclusion. You can watch the story on the Cat Country 107.3 app and at catcountry1073.com.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 51.
Good mornings with Joe and Jana. Cole Swindell, she had me at California, Kentucky. Everywhere. Hey, we still have sign-ups available for our Feed a Family free turkey distribution that is taking place next week. If you're having a tough time, might not even have a turkey for your Thanksgiving, we want to help you with a turkey. We'll give that to you next week, but you have to sign up today before the sign-ups close, and they will close later today. CatCountry1073.com is our app, CatCountry1073.com, the website or CatCountry 107.3, our app. Sign up, and hopefully we can get you a free turkey next week. CatCountry morning birthday shout-outs start right now. Happy birthday, Christy Caffiero of Northfield. Christy is 48. Miranda Ristler of South Egg Harbor is also 48 today. Jeffrey Stull of Ocean City is 53. Happy birthday, Janine Ferry of Egg Harbor Township. Janine is 56.
Happy birthday, Janine. That's a cool name.
Amanda Lilario of Seville has a birthday. And happy birthday, Kimberly Helder of Egg Harbor Township. We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our CatCountry big birthday shout out today, Miranda Ristler of South Egg Harbor. Miranda is 48 today. John, I forgot to tell you, it's Dirk Bentley's birthday. Today. Darlin', Chase Matthew, CatCountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Chase Matthews is going to join us. Chase Matthew, no S. Chase is going to join us next June at the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Four big days and nights of country music at the beach in Wildwood. And we wanted you to go as well. We've got 2 4-day passes to Barefoot next summer to give away right now.
Are you ready?
Who's going to be there? Eric Church is going to be there. Post Malone, Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Shaboozy, Cole Swindell. We'll be adding more and more names as we go. Over 40 different artists on the beach in Wildwood.
Yeah, they've been announcing a lot lately. We've been trying to get it to you as soon as possible. That's why we want to get you in the door. As they're on the beach, I should say, as soon as possible.
Once we get you on the phone as our seventh caller, you're going to play our game called The Answer Is Always 6-7.
6-7.
The answer is always 6-7. That's the name of the contest. We'll see if you can figure out the rest. You'll have three questions. You have to answer them all correctly. If you do, you win 2 Barefoot passes. Caller 7 plays. The answer is always 6-7. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Happy Thursday. A whole lot of winning going on today. We got morning trivia in about 15 minutes. But right now, we're trying to give away a couple of tickets to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next June. We're going to play our new game called The Answer Is Always 6-7.
6-7.
There you go. Isn't the bus ride fun today, bus driver?
6-7.
Let's go to the phones.
Sorry, guys. Sorry to all the bus drivers.
Hi, CatCountry. Your caller number 7. Hello?
Hello?
You have to say something if you want to play.
If you want to go, we can't hear you.
Hello?
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 I'm sorry.
You have to talk. Hi, CatCountry. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing? It's Adam Sykes.
Adam, you're actually caller 8, caller 7.
They wouldn't talk to us.
Adam, where are you from?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From Goshen.
Adam, we're going to play a game called The Answer Is Always 6-7.
Okay.
You have any kids, Adam?
I do.
How old are they? Yes.
21 and 18.
They know enough. They know enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, they're not like 12, but they know what it is.
All right. The game is called The Answer Is Always 6-7. You have 3 questions, Adam. Question number 1. How old will someone be if they were born in 1958 and celebrating their birthday this year?
I'd have to say 67.
Wait, you have to say what, Adam?
6-7.
Yeah!
When he said, I have to say, I got worried. All right, number 2, the answer is always 6-7. Number 2, if a recipe calls for 134 teaspoons and you only have tablespoons, how many tablespoons do you need for the recipe?
6-7.
Very good.
6-7.
And one more question number 3, and the answer is always 6-7. Adam, how many degrees Celsius is 152 degrees Fahrenheit when you round it to the nearest whole number?
6-7.
I want to mention again, we still have some signups available for our free turkey giveaway. CatCountry 107.3 in Town Square Media, South Jersey, holding our free turkey giveaway next week. If you're in need, we'd like to give you a free turkey. You can sign up right now before the signups close later today. CatCountry1073.com and the CatCountry 107.3 app.
Sooner rather than later.
The CatCountry Morning Trivia Contest is on the air. Our phone number is 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the CatCountry 107.3 app. In order to win, we have to talk to you directly, so call us.
You can't be antisocial for this, okay?
Prize, $40 worth of New Jersey Instant Lottery scratch-off tickets. Here's the question. This person has appeared at least 53 times, that's a record, on the cover of People magazine.
That's a lot.
More than anybody else.
Dang.
Who are we talking about? This person has appeared on the cover of People magazine more than anyone else. Who's the popular? We want to send you to see Luke Combs in Vegas. Your chance to win that comes up at 8:20 this morning. Right now, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, $40 with the New Jersey Instant Lottery tickets. Here's the question. Who's appeared on the cover of People magazine at least 53 times? That's more than any other person. It was not Joe and Jana.
No, it was not us, unfortunately. Or for us, fortunately, actually.
Hi, Cat Country.
Taylor Swift
is not it. Thank you.
Good guess, though.
Got the big one out of the way.
Yep.
Hi, Cat Country. Yep. What's your answer?
Is it Donald Trump?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. Hi, what's your answer?
Is it Luke Bryant?
No, it's not Luke Bryant. Thank you. It's not Luke Bryant.
It's Luke Bryan.
B-R-Y-A-N. Jonas Pepe. Hi,
it
Cat
is.
Country. What's your answer?
It is.
Hello.
Princess Diana.
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
What's your name? Bring with Joe and Jana. Message in on our app from Karen. She's a bus driver. She doesn't say where, but she says, Joe and Jana, thanks for playing that 6-7 game. The bus has never been so loud with the kids.
I'm obsessed. Oh, I love it so much. You're welcome, guys.
In case you missed it, we played a game earlier this morning called The Answer is Always 6-7.
6-7.
That's how it went.
Yeah.
Want to mention again, we still have free turkeys available. Cat Country 107.3 and Town Square Media Atlantic City doing our Feed a Family free turkey distribution next week. We'll be handing out turkeys in our parking lot. In order to get one of those turkeys, you have to sign up on our website or the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're going to eventually cut off sign-up sometime today, so there's not many left. Again, for all the details and to sign up, catcountry1073.com or on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Our deal is we want to make sure everyone has a nice holiday. A happy Thanksgiving.
Suitcase sort of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I don't know where they left, I was leading. You just seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2.
WPUR Atlantic City is Cat Country 107.3, a Town Square Media station serving South Jersey and available on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. We start out with a very crazy story. A former aide to Congressman Jeff Van Drew facing federal charges after what prosecutors say was a staged politically motivated attack over the summer. They say 26-year-old Natalie Green of Ocean City actually paid someone to make slash marks on her body, then went with a friend to the Egg Harbor Township Nature Reserve and called 911 to report being attacked. Van Drew's office says she no longer is employed there and hopes she's getting the care she needs. Green is charged with conspiracy to make false statements and lying to federal investigators.
In Cumberland County, a South Jersey man has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for killing his ex-girlfriend last year. Prosecutors say 26-year-old Stephen Gonzalez strangled the victim in their Millville apartment just after she ended their relationship. A written confession was found at the scene, and Gonzalez pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. He won't be eligible for parole until 2055.
And some great local news here. A Vineland teacher and his deaf rescue dog, Cole, got a national spotlight last night on ABC's World News Tonight. Chris Hanna and Cole featured for the way Hanna uses Cole to teach students about acceptance and inclusion. You can watch the story on the CatCountry 107.3 app and at CatCountry1073.com.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 50.
CatCountry 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, as long as things are going my way, I'm completely flexible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, sorry for what I said when I couldn't decide what to eat for dinner.
Listen,
why can't there be like a national dinner chart? Tuesdays, everybody eats tacos. Wednesdays, everybody eats this.
Hangry outbursts are no joke, all right?
Number three, me. Do you want a hot dog? My kid, no way. Me. You want a hot dog cut up in little circles? My kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Number four, if it were up to me, you'd get a discount for using the self-checkout.
I think that's fair.
I don't work here.
We're saving
here.
You money, right. You're making me work.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I haven't licked an envelope in over two decades without thinking of George Costanza.
It's like a Seinfeld reference.
If you know, you know, and you're laughing right now.
No idea.
And you're nodding in agreement. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Your chance to win that fabulous trip to see Luke Combs in Nashville coming up in less than 4 minutes. I want to mention coming up next Wednesday morning, the Joe Kelly 28th Annual Turkey Bowling Challenge. We're going to be live at Galloway Auto and Tire, Route 9 in Summers Point. Bowling turkeys, throwing turkeys across the parking lot. Come and join us. We'll have some special prizes to give away for the 28th annual edition, and we hope to see you there next Wednesday morning, starting at 7. 28 years we've been doing this. There aren't many things that have been going on for at least 28 years. How about this one? Here's one that's been going on for 83 years in Toms River. My friends at the Pleasant Plains Volunteer Fire Company, this Saturday, this Sunday from 7 to noon, Pleasant Plains Firehouse, Clayton Avenue in Toms River, they're having their 83rd annual, semi-annual, all-you-can-eat flapjack breakfast. It's only $10, helps out the fire department there, the Pleasant Plains Firehouse in Toms River. Check that out on Sunday. 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jonna. 8:20, time for your chance to win a fabulous trip for two to Las Vegas to see Luke Combs. Airfare, hotel, $500 in spending money, and tickets to see Luke Combs in Vegas, all included here. What you need to do to win the trip is to listen for the Luke Combs codes 5 times every weekday. 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening when we give you a code. Go to the CatCountry 107.3 app and click on the button that says Luke Combs. If you don't have our app downloaded, it's free. It's called CatCountry 107.3. Type in the code and we'll be calling you, hopefully, to tell you you won the trip. Here's your 820 code. By the way, for your best chance to win, grab as many codes as you can. You can't listen all the time. Buddy up with somebody and share the codes. Here's your first code of the morning, 205. That's 205. Enter it on the CatCountry 107.3 app after you hit the button that says Luke Combs 205. Good morning. Well, you know, from time to time, businesses have to pivot because things aren't going as well as they used to go. So now they got to try something else.
Yeah.
That's happening at Panera Bread right now. By the way, when is Panera Bread going to start building that
the Summers Point
location we've been promised?
Hello.
Well, you've probably noticed, and I've noticed from going to Panera's in other parts of the world because we don't have one yet.
Try to act like we go four states over.
Panera Bread isn't as good as it used to be,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely not. Correct.
Well, they figure that out finally, so they're going to start doing some things that to hopefully win back customers.
Yeah, stop cheating, Panera. All your stuff was like fresh. It didn't taste days old. What are we doing?
The CEO says restaurants will refresh older interiors, put more money into labor, open new locations. Yay. How about more here in South Jersey? And making some of their shrunken sandwiches bigger again.
Yeah, seriously.
But the big thing they're going to do, you ready for this? To save the company, Panera Bread has decided from now on going forward.
Uh-oh.
For their salads, they're going to cut your cherry tomato in two.
Thank you.